In front of me is a three-seater dark brown sofa, and straight away I can see on the far right-hand side the cushion is significantly sunken compared to the other two cushions. Is that the seat you sit in every day, or do you sit on the other sofa as well, or what's your main seat?
I actually sit in the mall because I actually suffer with the hot flashes, so I tend to go from seat to seat, and as soon as that one gets hot, I move on to the next one.
So you might sit in one seat for half an hour and then move across to another one maybe? Is that what it's like?
Well, every sort of 15, 20 minutes, to be honest, because the chairs tend to get hot because they're leather.
Right, okay. Well, let me have a seat, if that's okay, on the main sofa, and let me just see what it feels like. I'm going to sit firstly in the seat that looks more sunken than the other two. I can feel that I'm sinking straight away into the back of this one. I'm going to move across now to the middle seat, which is far more bouncy. Yeah, I'm bouncing up and down here. I can't even get my feet on the ground. Wow, Sheila, there is a difference between these two, that's for sure. Right, third seat. Yeah, again, this is the same. So on the far left-hand side, that cushion is significantly more sunken. Let's try sofa number two, the two-seater. Let's have a sit on this one. Okay, yeah, this one, compared to that sofa, does feel a bit lower.
Well, when I sit in this sofa, I tend to sink down, but I actually started to sink into the middle. And this is on the cushion that I keep on saying is actually sinking. But as I move along, it's a lot higher. It feels a lot higher.
Her feet are off the ground. So she sat on one cushion that's significantly sunken and her feet were touching the floor. She's moved across to the next cushion and her feet are off the ground, just like mine were.